In Cuba, Fidel Castro has been out of the public eye since undergoing intestinal surgery and handing off power to his brother. But Castro, who is now 83 years old, went on television last night for the first time in 3 years. In Havana, reporter Nick Miroff watched the speech and tells us how Cubans reacted.
Comencé a escribir sobre esto. Después del...
Cubans haven't heard that distinctive voice in a long time. But there was Fidel Castro yesterday evening on the government's nightly public affairs show, The Roundtable. The white-bearded comandante wore a dark Adidas tracksuit over a plaid shirt, having long ago given up his trademark military fatigues. He looked his age, but seemed alert and expressive, and though he sounded a bit shaky at first, he got stronger as he spoke, especially when he came to a longtime favorite topic. The United States spends more on defense than all the other countries in the world combined, Castro said, shuffling through his notes. Look at how much they spend on nuclear weapons, Castro said, and for what? Castro hasn't stayed quiet during these past 4 years of reclusion. He's been writing an occasional newspaper column called Reflections, and his words are often repeated verbatim on government newscasts. Castro generally sticks to foreign affairs and said nothing last night about Cuba's current problems. Instead, he's been issuing dire warnings about the threat of nuclear war as a result of U.S. and Israeli tensions with Iran, and he was still taking jabs at Washington. Is it realistic, Castro said, to expect that the arrival of an African-American president would change the philosophy of a country that is dedicated to world domination? Cuba's political system has changed little since Castro was replaced by his younger brother Raul, who is 79. But the two brothers have very different leadership styles. Fidel was constantly on television, summoning Cubans for marches and rallies against the United States. His brother has been more low-key, staying out of the public spotlight and toning down the rhetoric. Walking through Havana's Playa neighborhood last night, with front doors and windows wide open to the breeze, you could hear Castro's voice carrying out into the street. Carlos Sovoslai was watching from a rocking chair in his doorway. Sovoslai, a mechanic, said he was surprised to see Castro, and also surprised to see him looking so healthy. He seems to have the same lucidity that he's always had, Sovoslai said. Castro's appearance last night will likely add to the debate over which brother is really running the country. Even if Fidel no longer micromanages Cuba's vast government apparatus as he once did, Raul says he still consults with his brother on major decisions. In a significant move last week, the Castro government told the island's church leaders that it would free 52 political prisoners in the coming months. Fidel didn't mention the amnesty last night or say if he weighed in on it, but his appearance seemed to send the message that the brothers were still going strong. At a mostly empty bar, a table of Cuban women went silent when Castro came on TV. They watched for several minutes, looking dejected. They didn't want to be interviewed about Castro, they said, but it was clear that not everyone was glad to hear Fidel's voice again. For NPR News, I'm Nick Miroff in Havana.